Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You may never heard of the acronym TONSTOFL. It was popularized by the science fiction writer Robert Heinlein 55 years ago in his book, The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. What the acronym stands for is, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. What that means is that in order for there to be any goods or services that can be consumed, they have to be created or obtained. That means there is a cost in labor and or physical resources. These costs exist whether you know it or not, whether you yourself paid for them or not, and whether or not you consume the goods and services. There are no infinitely available resources, meaning that everything has some degree of scarcity. If a resource is used in one direction, it is then not available for another purpose. The $20 you spend to buy groceries cannot be used to buy gasoline. Funds you spend today, you cannot spend in the future. TONSTOFL definitely applies to government expenditures. Since government don't have resources of their own, the costs of government spending are ultimately paid by taxpayers and the general public. That is true whether you know it or not, and whether or not you are a beneficiary of the expenditures. That is definitely a problem with a series of federal government so-called COVID-19 coronavirus stimulus expenditures. Contrary to what the politicians are pretending, the government is not going to pay for it. In the rush to pretend that this spending represents a free lunch, there is virtually no discussion of how and by whom these resources will eventually be paid. The huge extra expenditures today mean there will be fewer resources available for spending tomorrow. It really is that simple. The only way to magnify future resources is to get governments out of the way to allow the private sector to invest in innovations and efficiencies. That has been proven consistently over human history. Conversely, when governments have historically dominated people's lives, that has stifled people's standards of living. Whenever you hear politicians appearing to promise a free lunch, such as the latest federal stimulus package, just remember the acronym TONSTOFL. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.